on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says they hope to have a forensic lab to process DNA evidence up and running before the end of the year. The facility will help to fast-track DNA tests needed for police investigations. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, Ntuli says land has been made available by KZN Public Works for a facility here in Durban. He says having a local lab will be vital in solving gender-based violence cases that are delayed by backlogs.
It is all dependent on the police to say we can carry on, but on our side we have someone who is ready to assist with the money to either build or only put the equipment.
Teams from Izimvelo, KZN Wildlife, have been deployed to northern KZN, where it's believed lions may be on the loose. In a statement, Izimvelo says two teams will return to Glaxstad today after a search last night yielded no results. Spokesperson Musa Mtambo says they intend to use a helicopter as the wildcats are believed to be hiding in a dense bush. Mtambo says they believe they are looking for three lions and are not sure at this stage where they came from.
There have been three recent confirmed sightings of lions in Glaxstad area. Three cattle have been reported killed by lions in Glaxstad area recently. These incidents have raised concerns about the safety of both residents and their livestock. Izimvelo has issued a warning to communities around the Glaxstad areas to be vigilant and report any sightings immediately to the local traditional leadership or police station.
And a political analyst believes members of the MK party need to partake in an elective conference to eradicate potential instability within the party. This follows the resignation of its treasurer general, Tanti Mtanti, 2 months after his appointment. In a statement, the party says Mtanti resigned over personal commitments. Political expert Thabani Khumalo says the series of high-profile leadership changes does not look good for the party.
Right now, the party seems to be run by a cabal which is just pursuing its narrow interest at the expense of the masses who are expecting it to work in its favor. It is not easy to remove a leader that was elected by a conference compared to a leader that was appointed by an individual within the party.
And abroad, a court in India has found a 33-year-old man guilty of the rape and murder of a doctor in August last year. The crime sparked heated nationwide protests decrying violence against women. Sanjay Roy, a civic volunteer in the hospital, will be sentenced on Monday. Your top story this hour, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says they hope to have a forensic lab to process DNA evidence up and running before the end of the year. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.